Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a very talented lady. We've had her before, and she's always wonderful. And her latest two songs are absolutely terrific. And the content is terrific. The message is terrific. And, of course, she sings them so beautifully. Entertainer, vocalist Rosalind Kind is our very special guest. Save the Country and Light of Love are the two songs you got to buy from CD Baby. It's an absolute must. Rosalind Kind, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing well. And when I say how are you, it's not as casual anymore. I mean, like, how are you? Are you okay?
How are you?
Are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I think I'm, you know, I'm quarantined here, self-quarantined at home like the rest of all the world. We have to do our part to get rid of this virus. And hopefully whatever we're going through, which is quite horrendous, will end up with not too many lives lost and we'll recover and hopefully be better for it. I mean, it's a hard thing to say. It's hard for some people to see it that way. But I like to look at the end of the tunnel and say there's a reason that this is happening. And I think people got a lot of out of touch with each other and priorities the way they should be towards each other and loving and caring. Treat your neighbor as you would treat yourself and you know, and equality. I think we have to restore all that. We have to restore that. And if it wasn't existing, we have to make it better from here on in.
Well, listen, you're right on. And as always, I think you take a positive look at all of this. What do you do with yourself when you can't get out there and perform? You can't get out in crowds. You can't, you know, you can't do anything really in public. And I've been talking to actors and actresses all week, and they've canceled everything. I mean, you can't have a love scene. You can't have a kiss. You can't have a handshake. You can't have a fist fight on screen. You can't do any of these things. As a singer, you can sing and you can write and you can do all types of things inside and alone. You have a different advantage maybe than somebody who's strictly an actor.
I mean, we can't really be out there working in person. You know, I can't either. I've been in the studio before, but now I'm working with my producer via Zoom.
Yeah.
I'm learning. My technology is very limited. But, you know, now I'm working with him over Zoom.
That's terrific. I mean, at least you can do that. Are you watching a lot of shows that you haven't watched before? Are you watching a lot of movies?
I caught up on Amazon Prime on Hunters. I saw the whole series, the first season, which is so powerful. I finally got to see Fosse Verdon, because I had never seen it. I started to watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel a little, and I love old movies, so most of my time when I do watch, I'm either watching the news or I'm watching old movies. I'm not into so much the day-to-day television anymore like I was as a kid.
Yeah, are you watching the news more now than you were before the virus hit, or have you always been a news person?
I've been watching the news always, but most since 2015.
Right. Well, what's 2015? Oh, I got you. But prior, that's BT. BT.
Yeah, BT. BT.
Yeah.
Right. It was a very necessary thing to become involved actively and speak up. I was never political in my life. But I did have to take part in, you know, hoping to get what would be better for the country and for the world and for the people, the way I saw it. And, you know, my music is reflecting the positives that I would like to see happen. And, unfortunately, I'm not seeing it happen with this administration.
No, well, you know, it's interesting that you say you're not political, as opposed, and I'm sure you hate it. Everybody compares you to your sister, but for those who don't know, Barbara Streisand is her sister, is Rosalind's sister. She is political, right? Or at least she was very supportive of President Clinton.
Yeah, well, she says her mind, but I remember when she first met President Kennedy, God rest his soul. She's very strong-minded and believes in what she believes is right. And I cheer her for that. I cheer her for giving her point of view. A lot of people will say, you know, shut up and sing. What do you know? You know that a lot of the entertainers in the business are college educated and are worldly. And their music and their acting reflects their knowledge and their experience. So they should not be told to shut up.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has a right to express how they feel with how they're being treated or how they feel things are going. Nobody should have to be quiet. No, that would be a dictatorship.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I mean, LeBron James, the mm-hmm. the basketball great, he gives his opinions and people say, shut up and play. Just like they say about, you know, Barbara Streisand, shut up and sing.
Yeah.
It's like,
no.
Why? Why should they? I mean, it's...
Why? No, they're people, we're citizens of this country. And every citizen that speaks out has a right to say how they feel. Freedom of speech, but if you're giving input to how you feel things could be better, why should you be quiet?
Well, I mean, that's just it. I mean, if you're a doctor, you could say what you want, and, you know, people don't have to come to you, you know, for treatment. If you're a carpenter,
that's right.
You could say what you want. If you're a barber, you can say what you want. If you want to avoid them, you turn them off. You don't show up and don't get your hair cut if it bothers you that much. Why should Barbara Streisand, your sister, and why should LeBron James, and because they're great at something and they're famous at something, why should they be any different than a barber, a doctor, or a lawyer?
They shouldn't. Yeah. They have every right to express their feelings. You know, it's not. It was different when you're ignorant and unread, and you don't know anything. Which sometimes there are people like that that express their feelings, unfortunately. And I wish they knew more, because I remember, I learned civics in eighth grade. I don't think a lot of people have learned about government and everything as much these days as we did in the old days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no question. Sometimes you mention people that are ignorant and don't know and are unread, and sometimes we elect them to office. Let me remind folks that Rosalind Kind is our very special guest. She is a wonderful singer and performer, and Save the Country and Light of Love are the two latest songs from her, and they're wonderful, and she's wonderful. And you could buy them on CD Baby. Frank McKay here with Rosalind. I don't know if you keep statistics on how many songs you've recorded. I don't know if I've asked you this in the past, but it always fascinates me. I mean, you seem to always be pumping out music. You always have something that that's new to talk about. Do you have any idea of how many songs you've recorded over the years?
No, I don't. Well, I haven't done as much as many. But, and I haven't been out there as much as a lot of people. So maybe that's why when I do a show, it's like it's more of an event even for me when I'm out there singing. But, and I'm really out there because not so much for myself. I realize my whole journey of my life has been a learning experience and a growth to bring me to the path that I'm on. Because I learned way back in 1984 when I was regressed and I was doing my own soul searching because life went up and down and side to side. And whatever, you know, I'm human, and it's a learning experience. We're here to learn. We're here to learn to bring ourselves back to the light of the universe, which is to some people is God. It's God to me. It could be anything to anybody else, however you want to verse it. But I think we're here to learn about coming together again and finding that love, because that eternal love light has been given to us, and that's what is from the man above. The man, the woman, the light, the energy, the angels, whatever. I'm after finding that and harnessing that and helping spread that message.
Let's talk a little bit about your co-writers and help me with the pronunciation. Judy Quay, right? Is Judy
Yes,
Quay?
Yes, you got that right.
And Michael Orland?
Those yes.
Two collaborators. Let's talk about them a little bit. How long have you been working with the both of them or together
Actually,
or separately?
This is the only song we've written together, and we actually wrote it in the early 90s or the late 80s when I had climbed Bell Rock in 1987 during the harmonic convergence because I heard so much about it and I wanted to experience it. And it was a coming of together of all peoples around the mountains at this very high spiritual place. And people were doing it all over the world at that time to come there and watch the sunrise. All the planets were in alignment. So it was a very special occasion. And it was during that time period before that that I was regressed, that I was on my own soul search. And the experience I had on Bell Rock and the feeling that I got from it is what instigated the writing of Light of Love. And I asked Michael and Judy if they would do it with me, because I know, you know, Judy also comes from a place of spirituality, and Michael, you know. But lyrically, it was actually the first, this is the only song I've really ever written. Wow. But it came because it was so coming from my heart, and I find it hard to write unless it's so coming from my heart and soul. It's like I don't do things just because it sounds like. Years ago, somebody sent me a song to sing, but to me, it didn't have enough meaning to reach somebody's heart and soul. And so I said, it's a great song, but it's not for me. You know, I like to hit home. So when we wrote that, what instigated it was my experience at Bell Rock. And it was funny because when we wrote it, we were living in other places, and we would get together in the 90s at either Michael's apartment or Judy's apartment or something. And we would sit and write this song. And I kind of knew where I wanted to go, but it took some time. And we would always order Chinese food for lunch and take a break. And the funny part of it is that they was to send the fortune cookies. And one time they sent a bag of fortune cookies, and every one of them had the same fortune in it.
Wow.
And we definitely called up and said, wait a second, all these cookies have the same fortune.
Yeah, well, but look, nowadays you're just lucky if, for a short period of time, you're just lucky if those are clean and virus-free, those fortune cookies. So as long as that's the case. Let me just remind folks of who they're listening to. If you're just tuning in late or turning on your radio a little late, Rosalind Kind is here with us, and she is wonderful. Save the Country and Light of Day are the two songs you must get from CD Baby. It's a preview of her CD that will be released later in 2020. And Rosalind Kind is just a wonderful vocalist. If you ever get a chance to see her live when this whole thing clears up, see her. She's terrific. She's as good on stage as she is live. And Frank McKay here with Rosalind Kind. Not to get you sidetracked, but Bell Rock, you mentioned Bell Rock, and you said it as if we all know what that is. I'm not sure what that is. Yeah, give us a little background on Bell Rock, if you don't mind.
Bell Rock is one of the most famous spiritual places on Earth, and it's located in Sedona, Arizona, where all the red rocks are. There are many vortexes up there where it's like a lot of high-frequency energy, where I go to center myself and calm myself down from all the halabala that goes on in life everywhere. You know, I find it very peaceful and centering to me. And so it's become famous for that, as well as some other places around Sedona. And that's my place to go, to get away from it all and to balance out from all the ups and downs and ins and outs of life.
Did you do it as part of an organized trip, you know, like the Beatles, for example, you know, their famous trip to India,
right?
You know, with the,
uh-huh,
Maori Vishnu. Was it something like that? Did you do it with a group, or did you do it on your own? And or did you join a group?
No, I did it. I actually went with a friend of mine, and we stayed overnight in Phoenix and drove to Sedona at 4 o'clock in the morning. We were climbing up Bell Rock, but there was all these other people, all these different groups around the mountain, all chanting, bringing up the sunrise with the sound of the vibration of the earth. And everybody had a different chant. There were tribes, there were women, children, men in different groups. And it was this most phenomenal harmonic experience. It was harmony. And that's my middle name. My mother should have named me Harmony, because I love harmony and balance. I love the feeling of everybody loving each other. That was the feeling that I got that day. And that's what I spread when I worked in my shows and my clubs. When I was in Brooklyn a few years ago, this elderly gentleman came over to me after the show, and he said to me, "May I give you a hug?" I said, "Sure." And he said, "You know, when we have you, who needs a doctor?"
That's terrific. I should correct myself. Maharishi
Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
Yeah, that was was the Beatles' mentor at the time.
Right.
And yeah, that was that was a major change in Western civilization. Actually, I mean, very few people knew anything about Eastern religion at that point, and that was really a breakthrough that came to. Yeah, I you don't think about that, but that's really when people started hearing even about yoga. And about, different things like that. You know, very interesting. But that's,
right. And you know, meditation is very big today. A lot of people, I go to a meditation place here in Los Angeles, and people of all ages, all color, all statures, short, long, fat, whatever, we all congregate because you're coming together in love for the same thing. It's the bringing yourself together, the healing, the calming, the centering. And in places like that, there is just such love. So I encourage people to meditate because even if you're anxious or during this time, I'm waiting today to join a meditation for Zoom after this afternoon with a sound bath master teacher that I studied with here at the meditation place called Unplug. And he went back to Berlin and he's been doing things in Europe. And so he's having a live meditation today. Via Zoom or high quality audio or whatever. So I'm going to that I'm joining today because I always feel so much better after a meditation. It just brings a calm, a sense of self, a sense of belonging to love, learning to love oneself, to love another, to love others, to love countries, to love, let it expand. For every person that meditates, we're expanding that vibration of love to the world.
I'll tell you, on that note, and I don't like to be the guy that brings it back to business, but everyone's got to save the country and buy the song at CD Baby.
Well, also, it's across the boards digitally right now, not just CD Baby, but it's across the board. It's on Amazon, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, it's on YouTube, and I'm working now on a video to put up with it. I have a video up for Save the Country, but I'm working on a video for Light of Love. But I really want to do one eventually coming from Sedona and those places, but this will have to suffice for now. I just want to encourage everybody to come together. We've got to stop the hate and come together. Start knowing that we're each the same inside. I don't care what color you are, what religion you are. If you truly believe, then you love all because you have the same blood, you have the same love light in your heart. And it's how you use it and experience it and how you use it with the rest of the world that can change the world for the better.
Yeah, terrific. And again, I echo, buy these two songs. And when the album comes out, buy the album. She's wonderful. Rosalind Kind is the vocalist on those two songs. And you could certainly hear the talent there. She's got a good bloodline too. Her sister is Barbara Streisand. not a bad set of girls.
And my mother was Diana Kind, who had an incredible voice, a soprano. Our mother.
Wow.
Yeah, and our grandfather, our maternal grandfather, was a cantor in Russia before they moved to the United States.
When we have more time, we got to do a whole thing on your mom, and your grandfather. I mean, that's fascinating to me. I've got somebody coming up, unfortunately, right after this, but Diana Kind, that would be an interesting tribute, and I haven't heard one that I know of, and that would be a great education for so many people. And a woman who produced two wonderful vocalists, and I'm thrilled to have you. As always.
Thank you. My nephew is singing now too, Jason.
No kidding.
You can buy his songs. He's beautiful, 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 beautiful heart, a beautiful soul, and gorgeous music.
A lot of talent there. Can you give us a website, a social media site where people could follow along with you?
Sure. It's W. Well, I don't even know if you need the W's anymore, do you, Frank?
No.
It's just Rosalyn, Rosalyn, kind.com. And that's my website. And I'm also, you can find me on Facebook. I have a professional and official page, and I'm on Instagram as well.
Listen, you're terrific. I always feel great after I speak to you, and I can't wait to speak to you again. Rosalind, congratulations on the two songs. They're wonderful.
Thank you. And please stay well, everybody out there. Stay safe, stay well. And I hope we meet in person at some time after we've recovered from what we're going through, this big major time in life that's an important lesson, but it's a hard time for all. And I pray to God that we get through it in a positive way to be better.
We'll get through it. And you be safe, Rosalind. And
Thank you.
Yeah, take care. You're wonderful. Rosalind Kind, everyone, has been our very special guest. She is terrific. Buy the song Save the Country and Light of Day. I'm sorry, Light of Love. Light of Love, I'm sorry. Don't buy Light of Day. Buy Light of Love. But buy Light of Love by Rosalind Kind. And keep an eye out for the album, and we'll be hopefully bringing Rosalind back when that album is ready. CD Baby and Amazon and Barnes & Noble and everywhere you can get good music. Get these two songs. Just get them. Rosalind Kind, once again, has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.